Hi Tony, this is Mary Nelson. I'm an individual student. Go individuals! Yep, that's right, I'm a loner. I'd actually like to be part of a group, but it's just the way it's got to be with my class schedule and full-time job. So anyways, in response to the video that you showed us in class last week, The Cosmic Voyage, first off, just how cool was the video in of itself? I mean, the graphics were amazing and it was just really entertaining to watch. And the voiceover by Morgan Freeman was pretty cool, too. He's got a good voice for that kind of stuff. The general concept of the video was interesting because it addressed the huge question of what is this universe? What is it made up of? How does it all work? And these are things that people generally don't think about, and we just take for granted the world that we live in. So it was cool to take a closer look at just how complex and vast our world can be. The video had me thinking about how are we able to gather information from our world, put it all together, and then make any kind of sense of it all. I mean, there's so much going on out there and so much to observe that it's amazing that we're able to put that information together and postulate theories about how our world works, how it formed. It just seems like an astronomical feat to tackle all of that and to actually be successful. And that's why science is so important. Science gives us the tools to make observations about our world. And specifically thinking about some of the tools that we've talked about and learned about in this course so far. For example, like the mass spectrometer, I know that they can put those into telescopes and then look out into outer space and gather information about, what kinds of atoms or elements are out there in outer space. For example, like looking at a specific planet and figuring out what elements make up that planet. That's an amazing tool. It's amazing information to be looking out into outer space. That's hundreds of light years away, and to be able to actually to figure out what's going on out there. It's a cool. It's beyond my scope of intellect, but that's why I'm in this class, right? To learn about all that. And then also things like you had talked about in class, like the W mapping, which sends out the satellites to measure the heat. And I think it's supposed to measure temperature and heat from that's left over from the Big Bang. And then using that information to figure out how right after the Big Bang, how all the particles dispersed out into the universe. And then condensed to make galaxies and planets and suns. So that's another good tool that we can use to, on a macroscopic level, to figure out what's going on. And then also microscopically, like our use of our own microscopes to look at the cell, the inside of a cell. It's amazing to think that the human body is made up of millions of these cells. And then if you look down into a cell itself, just it's like looking into another universe or another world altogether. It's just how the cell is amazingly complex, and all the functions that it performs. It's just amazing that everything works the way it does, and everything works together based on certain properties and laws of nature. So that's why science is really, really important, because it gives us these tools, and it really has opened up my eyes to the universe. And without science, we wouldn't be able to understand our world, and I think that would make for a pretty dull existence. As far as for how close we are to really understanding everything about our world, I don't think that we're close at all to understanding the universe. I think there's just so much more out there to be learned, and I'm sure it'll be learned in future generations, but it's just so vast and so complex that it's actually exciting to think about just how much more there could be out there that to discover and to learn from. And thinking about like out in outer space, if there's life out on other planets, I'm a firm believer that there is the possibility for it to exist if it does not already. I don't know about aliens and in floating spaceships and all that, but if you think about it, we all came from one star that exploded in the Big Bang. And it's all made up of the same material, same elements. And so if we were able to form from those elements, you know, our planet formed, the sun, and all the right conditions with water and whatever, all the right conditions came together to form, to make life form. If we came from those elements, and those same elements drifted off in another direction in outer space, why couldn't, given the right conditions, life also exists on another planet? So it's pretty crazy to think about that possibly there could be other life forms, maybe other humans out on another planet, you know, another physics student studying physics, you know, doing the same things that I'm doing. That's pretty cool to think about. It's kind of crazy. But I do believe that it's at least the possibility exists. So, the video really did a good job of putting into perspective just how vast and complex this world is, and that there's so much more to be gained and learned by investigating our universe and the properties of it. So, cool video, Tony, and I will catch you later. All right.